This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Archbishop, what do you think the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ have to say to our world that is still reeling so much from warfare, pandemic, floods, even political strife at the moment?
Well, I think it's in times like this that most human beings ask themselves questions like, is there light at the end of this tunnel, or will we just have more and more hard things to face? Is there a God that out there that cares about us at all, or that can help us at all? I think it's especially in times like this where we've got facing things like wars and floods and COVID and the rest that a lot of people are asking those questions deep in their hearts. And I think Easter is the answer every human heart desperately needs to hear, that there really is hope, that something better is possible, that there is new life for those innocents who are being killed or damaged or driven out in the Ukraine, for those people who've lost their homes in the floods, for those people who've lost someone they love through COVID or from some other way in the last year, all looking for hope, all looking for a promise that there is more than just this life.
And how do you think people can tap into that this Easter, Archbishop? Tapping into that hope, where do you start to try to dive into employing that sort of power of hope in your own everyday life?
Well, I think a good start is to go to church this Easter, because I think you'll find if you're surrounded by other people with the same struggles and the same crying out to God for hope, you'll actually be encouraged. It's remarkable how praying and worshipping with other people can lift our own spirits and mean that when we get home, we get home a bit different, a bit more hopeful ourselves. Hearing also the story of Christ's resurrection is a wonderful thing, I think, to be reminded. We know it all. We've heard it many, many times, but to be reminded that this really happened, that one of us has come back from the dead, that this one who's come back from the dead is himself also God, and so he can do the same for us. To hear that story is great. So we read it in our Bibles, we hear it when we go to church, we hear it from each other. I think that there are many ways of putting yourself deeply into the mystery of Easter. And perhaps the most important of all is praying, just talking to God, just saying hello, and this is what's worrying me, and God, give me some reason to hope, please.
Do you think, Archbishop, that times being what they are, that the hope that you've just been discussing that's found in the death and resurrection of Jesus, this eternal hope we're talking about, do you think times like this, it becomes even more profound or somehow more meaningful?
Yes, I think that it's very often the case that when people feel hopeless or feel certainly very distressed, they can flip in either of two directions. They can either give up on God and hope and the future and humanity and become cynical and bleak, or they can discover that there is something better, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that there is something they can truly hope for and be inspired by. And it's all grace in the end why some people flip one way and some the other. But if we come with an open heart to the possibility that God can do something better with our present situation, then I think we'll discover that the current darkness around us about war and peace, about natural disasters, about COVID, about the state of the economy and the politics and all the rest that's in our minds at the moment, that needn't weigh us down and make us fear and be despondent. That in fact, with God's help, we can do something about all those things. Now, we can even help people at the opposite end of the world in the Ukraine by our prayers, by our charitable giving, by our loving, and by our trying to build a more peaceful world. And some of the other problems, even closer to home, like helping the victims of flood in our own state, we can do things about that, praying for them, but also helping them charitably.
And finally, Archbishop, as you were just talking there about finding light in darkness and pointing particularly to the hope that we talk so much about at Easter that's found in Jesus. When people go searching for hope in all kinds of other places to get themselves out of a dark situation, why is it that the best, the eternal hope is only found in Jesus?
I think people, you're quite right, Ben, people go looking in all sorts of places and they're not satisfying. In the end, they might help for a time. They anaesthetise themselves with drugs or with entertainments, or they find various distractions or various addictions. There's all sorts of ways that people can try and find a way out of their despair, and usually those ones leave them more despairing rather than less. They give them a temporary relief, but it doesn't last. Whereas once you have met Jesus Christ, the only one of us to have risen from the dead, but who comes with the promise that it's there for us all, once you know him and the love of God that he represents, that he is incarnate, then all these other worries become rather trivial. They become rather small. They become something we can deal with, or at least that he can deal with and we can cooperate with. And so I think it's especially at these times when people feel very dark and maybe go looking in all sorts of places for an answer, it's especially in those times we need to find the risen Christ and know he is there for us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.